structure or wood, Rebecca, can you just lift your hand? Anyone wanna take a risk? Great. So anyone else? Okay, can you keep it kind of raised? And if you get something in this time, can you please put your hand up? And I may pick on one or two of you to really put pressure on you to hear from God, so be ready. So Becca, I got the picture of like a butterfly, but it's almost got like a broken, is it not a broken wing, but it's almost like that there is no brokenness there. But the butterfly feels like there is a brokenness there, so it's not flying right. And I really feel like God's saying that he's put amazing things into you, in you. And I feel like God's saying you're a whole person, you're a healed person, that there is no need for you to be afraid to step out and be yourself because there's nothing wrong with you. The only thing stopping you from flying is just stepping out. Just I really saw that it was like a confidence thing, that there's just so much that God's put into you. You're already a beautiful butterfly. You're not a caterpillar. You're already there. God's already taken you through a process, and you've just got to trust in Him. And I really see as you just almost spread your wings and just step out in faith, you're gonna realize that actually you have nothing to be afraid of, because God's made you whole. He's made you complete. Everything that He's put in you is a good thing. Your personality, He's given you that personality. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
As Becky spoke, I know many of you know it wasn't the one person that raised their hand. Did that confirm anything else? Well, you didn't put your hand up. You're scared. But you see what I'm trying to say? When she starts to speak what she had, you're like, oh, I think I had that. Anyone else? Okay. Do you have something different? Do you want to say?
I just have one word.
Yeah, go on.
So I don't know.
Go on, tell us the word.
Fruitful.
Fruitful. Okay, well, we just released that over you.
Yeah.
And I just want to pray over you, actually. Lord, I just I pray over Becca that all restrictions is broken off of her life in this season. And that your word says over her, you've not given her a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father, in this season of her life, we declare that she finds a new place of revelation of your love that breaks out the limitation of fear, the fear of man, the opinions of people. And that she steps into a new boldness and confidence that only comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jonathan, did you have something for her?
I just had a picture of a bird flying, so.
Good.
Anyone else have something?
I had this blanket of a black sky, but with little jewels and, you know, like twinkly diamondy jewels at feet. And I get when you've spoken about the fruitful, almost like that's what will come up, your little diamonds and gems and
Amen.
enticing.
Amen.
Anyone else? Yeah.
I just saw a beautiful dress, like a wedding gown, and I got to watch it beautiful.
But that's what you said as well, isn't
So
it? That's awesome. That's awesome.
Amen.
Because of time, we're gonna move over to, sorry, I forgot your name again.
Sylvia.
Sylvia, yes.
I'm so good with names.
You can sit down if you want, Becca. We're going to move over to Sylvia, and then we're going to round up the meeting. So we're going to do the same thing again. And I want you to ask the Lord for a word to encourage Sylvia today. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, and I thank you for this church, Mount Chapel. Lord, we just release the spirit of prophecy. We know you're speaking right now, so we tap into what you're saying to encourage Sylvia today, and also to encourage us of the fact that we're hearing from you and you are speaking to us.
So we're going to do the same again. If you have something for Sylvia, I want you to put your hand up, even if you've not quite processed it yet. Just put your hand up and we'll keep waiting for the word to be finished. Thank you. I see those hands. Sylvia, I just saw I saw like a sky, and it was black, but suddenly there was this crack through it, as if to say breakthrough. And I just see over you that there is an authority over your voice when you speak things, that they happen. That when you pray things, they happen. You carry this very unusual authority And I really feel like you should just step out and say things, say daring things, pray daring prayers because you have authority to do so. You have a very unusual amount of authority. It's just a real blessing and favor over your life.
Let's go for
Actually, it was similar to that. I kept getting the word silver lining, silver lining.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, I just got a sense of just freedom, breaking of shackles, and just freedom, like shackles on your feet. I just saw just a sense of God wanting to break off every shackle that stopped you from moving. In fact, I'm going to pray right now. Father, I thank you that this is the season of freedom, Lord, for Sylvia. So, Lord, as I lay my hands on her, Father, I break off any restriction and any limitation and anything that's held her back or kind of hindered her movement in the things you called her to do. Lord, we release her into more of you in this season. We release her into the things that her giftings beginning to just blossom like never before. Her voice being heard. Father, any mute on her voice, we remove it right now. And we're declaring that your voice will come out from her mouth. And she will speak your word with confidence and with boldness. Father, we also just release over her just an increase of the prophetic anointing for her to move in dimensions she hasn't done before. Speaking prophecies over people, speaking deliverance, words of just encouragement to people around her, Father. I think that you've planted her in unique situations to be a voice of encouragement and to bring change. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, I also felt that, once you take authority over your chains and they're gone, you have authority over other people's chains. That when you break out of something, whatever you've known God as, a healer, a deliverer, a provider, the things that you've encountered in your life, you have authority to speak over others, to bring that deliverance and provision and healing for others.
Jonathan.
Jonathan?
As the verse that we prayed at the start about the garment of praise and so
Yeah,
forth,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then a bit of a hairdryer, which I think I was just praying about, kind of like stuff that seemed like it was heaviness, but just kind of like really casually blown away. It's just
Wow.
like we need to, like,
Well, I just declare that over Sylvia, Lord, every heaviness just begins to lift. And that she steps into that place of just praise like she has not known before in Jesus' name.
Word over here.
I had a picture of gold bullion. Maxine Bond filled his bunk of gold. And I was asking why it was that kind of gold. And God said, because it's gone through process. It's not just the gold that comes out of the ground. It's gone through process to become gold bullion.
Wow.
Amen.
Anyone else before we?
Oh, yes, at the back.
And there's one there too.
One last one we're going to take. Yes.
I have the word life, and then the verse, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the
Wow.
dead is living in you, and it's like, if you imagine Jesus being raised, the spirit to do that was like a bursting forth, and it just felt like life and bursting forth.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless you, Sylvia. Thanks for being a volunteer.
If you've given a word or you still have a word but maybe you're too shy to say for these girls or anyone else in the room, it would be really nice if you could write it down for them. That would be really encouraging.
And I believe in accountability. I know Becky shared a story about some leaders not being sure. I think